Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Starting your Sunday mornings the right way. It's the Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee with your hosts, John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta, featuring the best in Southern gospel music. The Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee is brought to you by Moore's Tire Farm, the Hall Funeral Home, the Milton Performing Arts Center, the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, Wallace Funeral Home, the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe. And now, here are your hosts, John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. I'm Angie Caserta.
I'm John Darren Rousey on this beautiful first Sunday in December.
Yes, it is absolutely beautiful. I love the weather we've been having. We're in a good holding pattern, John.
You know what? This tells me, I always knew it, but this tells me for sure the weather that we've had this fall and early, well, no, we're not to winter yet, like, you know, December 21st, but God loves us. Because he knows we're not big fans of winter.
Ooh, of that icy cold wind.
And just snow piled up and all that. And
no.
Here we are having days in the 50s and even into the 60s. Wow.
Wow, that's unheard of. But we're loving it. And even though it's, you know, the Christmas season, a lot of people think it has to be cold and snowy and maybe on Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah, we're going to get you in the Christmas spirit today anyway.
We've
got a couple
things excited
just to get you, oh, you know, push the Scrooge out.
That's right. The Bah Humbugs are going today.
That's right. But we're kicking things off with Joseph Habedank. This is Here He Comes.
Here he comes, stepping down from glory. Bethlehem is just the start of the story. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes, teaching in the temple, making timeless wisdom sound simple. Here he comes, oh, here he comes. Here he comes to seek and save, to wash our every sin away. Hear the captives start to say, here he comes. Here he comes, giving sight to the blind. Hosanna's loudly ringing, carries the cross along the way of suffering. Here he comes, oh, here he comes. Here he comes to seek and save, to wash our every sin.
Joseph Habedank, and here he comes. Here's brand new music from Tribute, When the Prodigal Comes Home.
In the mud and mire behind the fences, when you finally came to your senses,
You said even the servants in my father's house are better off than I am now. You didn't think he'd take you in, much less call you son again. Instead, you found a mercy so beautiful and wide that it looks beyond the foolishness to seek a wayward child. There is no condemnation, just a father who's been waiting to put his arms around. Celebration, for you were lost, but now he's found you. There is only rejoicing and that tender kindness shown when the prodigal. Him for forgiveness. Then down the road you saw him in the distance. As he ran to meet you face to face and wrapped you in his strong embrace, the acceptance in his eyes made you finally realize.
That was music from Tribute, brand new song called When the Prodigal Comes Home here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And today is an exciting day around the Sunday Morning Jubilee because our roving reporter, as we like to call him, Mike Kirtner, has been out on the job again. And he has been talking with Bill Gaither, who will be coming this Thursday night with the Gaither Homecoming Christmas Tour to the Charleston Civic Center. And a night that you won't want to miss. And right now, we're going to have Mike visit with Bill Gaither.
John, Angie, thank you very much. It's always a special treat when we've got Bill Gaither on with us. Bill, welcome to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. We appreciate your time this morning.
Mike, it's good to be with you. We love Charleston. What a beautiful area of the country. And it's always fun to come to Charleston sometime in the night, sing Country Roads.
Well, that one you didn't write, but you've got a great rendition. I've heard you do it. Bill,
we always have fun doing that.
Yeah, I wanted some of the things we want to chat with you about, and I think, you know, your involvement with Southern Gospel and the roots of it, is it fair to say that Southern Gospel is probably the one music form that has remained truest to its roots through the years?
Yeah, I would think so. And mainly because music is constantly changing. And, you know, in the country field, there's quite a bit of criticism now on the current country style compared to the George Jones and, you know, the early days of country. But everything changes. It has to change some. There was the day they didn't have drums on the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think Roy Acuff said you can come in if you just play with brushes.
That's funny in and of itself. Well, you know, through the years of all the recordings you've made or recording or produced, do you have one that is the most memorable that you've done? And I have a feeling I may know one of them.
You know, the one I think I had more fun on because I had never sat in the seat of the producer, but I had enough nerve to go to Warden Records and say, there's a group up in northern Ohio that is just wonderful, but they haven't recorded in Nashville probably for 15 years, and I'd love to bring them in with the top quality musicians and do a record with them. And that was the Cathedrals. Glenn, for some reason, did not want to record in Nashville.
Wow.
But I talked him into coming. And we did a record like sometime in the 80s called, I think we just called it Something Special or something like that. But it was my first time being in the driver's seat telling everybody what to do. And I kind of liked it, to be honest. And to take these incredible voices and put them with some great musicians and get some different rhythm feels with them. Billy, and we had the top players at the time. That was a whole lot of fun.
That you just gave me goosebumps with that story. That's a wonderful story. I never heard that before. And your latest project, you found a song called Hallelujah Band. Where did you find that? That's old but contemporary.
You know what? I did not find that. Gordon Moat. I went to Gordon on this project. He's played on many of our projects, but he said, "You've never let me get in the driver's seat and have the final say as to how much piano and how much guitar and how many fast, how many slow." And so I said, "Okay, buddy." Now, in all fairness, I don't always totally turn over to the driver's seat, but for the most part, he drove that project, and that was one of the tunes that he brought in. The vocal band had brought in several. But he found that somewhere in the country field as a country writer. It's just about as cool as it gets.
It is a great song, great video.
We sang it for the Dove Award in October. The very first line, when Todd says, "Somebody give me that piece, somebody give me," it brought sunshine and smiles to every face. You know, I think there's sometimes in our music we just need to relax and have a good time and demonstrate realistically the joy of serving Christ. I think sometimes we take ourselves so seriously that the people on the outside looking in say, "I'm not sure I could be that serious all the time." And of course, with the Gaithers, I don't think they've ever thought that we're serious all the time. We've written our serious songs, of course. But
Bill, I think you could probably get an amen on that one. We want to remind you again. Let's listen into the Hallelujah Band and everybody smile. And let's don't be real serious, but we do want to remind you that seriously, the Gaithers will be in Charleston December the 7th, Charleston Civic Center, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available. It's Christmas time with the Gaithers, but right now let's celebrate the Hallelujah Band, and we'll keep Gordon Moat in the driver's seat on this one.
Somebody give me that bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth, and then let's all sing it in the Hallelujah Band.
Somebody give me that guitar.
Somebody give me those drums.
Somebody give me that bass line. Do it like it's never been done.
Somebody give me that solid rock, and then let's all play it in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I sing for all the good Lord's done for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let's sing it on for all eternity.
Somebody give me that quarter.
Somebody give me that eight note.
Somebody give me that halftime and let it.
On for all eternity.
that was the Gaither Vocal Band and Hallelujah Band.
Brand new music. I love that song.
Brand new music. And of course, that was a great interview, first part of the interview. And there's more to come, folks. So you want to stick around for some more great gospel music, for some more of that interview with Mike Kirtner and interviewing Bill Gaither himself. I mean, straight from the horse's mouth, as they say.
Right.
And John and I have actually added a couple of Christmas songs to the program today.
It's an exciting day at the Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Yeah, so stick around. We'll be right back.
You're enjoying the Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee on this beautiful Sunday morning. First Sunday in December where we get to start. You see, Angie sort of coined this phrase a few years ago, peppering in some Christmas music. We've got an interview with Bill Gaither, so it doesn't get better than a Sunday like today.
It's very exciting. I love today's show.
And here's the first of that peppered in Christmas music. This is the Tallies and Happy Holidays.
Mr. Snowman,
until the other kiddies knock him down,
send him whining.
When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
To go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
But the family is still goodbye.
And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Happy holidays to you. May your every wish come true. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you. It's the most wonderful time.
Happy holidays from the Tallies to you. How'd you all like that?
I love that.
It's one of my favorites. I love that song, and the Tallies do it right.
They really do. We've got more brand new music right now.
We do. Here's another brand new song from the Hoppers, Song of Moses.
God's
But your deliverance is in God's hand. For the right, He won't abandon. He will not forsake His own. All your battles He won at Calvary.
Shout the message of Moses' song. Sing the song of
was the Hoppers and Song of Moses.
Well, we have got some wonderful folks that are a part of the family around here, and it just so happens they're a family of their own. And I'm talking about the folks at Hall Funeral Home and Crematory over in Proctorville. You know, Ernie Hall, family and staff at Hall Funeral Home and Crematory in Proctorville are always available in your time of need and welcome you to stop by their 11,000 square foot facility to arrange for the way your loved one desired. They've been locally owned since 1931, and their experienced, licensed, caring funeral directors provide 5 visitation rooms, 100% handicapped accessibility, and a large parking lot. So call or stop by Hall Funeral Home and Crematory, just 5 minutes from Huntington, off the Proctorville Bypass on County Road 775.
All right, here's Karen Peck and New River, Hope for All Nations.
But we hold the bread of life. Surrounded by darkness, but we know the name of the light. In a day so divided, we have the love that unites. Jesus, Jesus.
is living within us. The church will rise with kingdom dreams again. Nothing can stop us. The same great power that raised him from the dead is living within us. The church will rise with kingdom dreams again. Nothing can stop us. We are declaring hope, hope, hope for all nations. Hope, hope for every need. Hope, hope for the life that's been broken. He's always been, forever he'll be. Hope, hope, hope for all nations. Hope, hope for every need. Hope, hope for the life that's been broken. He's always been, forever he'll be.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, and we have some more of the interview that we started the first half of the show coming up in this next segment. You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
More Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta in just a minute.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, where we're playing some of your favorites. We have added a couple of Christmas songs in this morning.
That's right.
Which is
so
fun.
That means we're in the season for
I mean,
real.
Listen, on my radio and on my in my car, everywhere I go, it's all Christmas music for me. So,
well, you know, you only get this time of the year that music.
That's right.
And it's such a part of our lives and our history. I grew up listening. I mean, my earliest recollections were my grandmother had a project of Johnny Mathis Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And so
oh, wow.
Still to this day, I love that project.
I know. I know my dad loves the Johnny Mathis Christmas music as well. We also have some more of the Bill Gaither interview later on in this segment.
Yeah, and you know what? Mike Kirtner is so good
at interviewing.
Yeah, the right questions. He knows the history of the folks.
Yes.
And you're going to enjoy this visit with Bill Gaither, so make sure you stick around. And we're kicking things off with the Toe Tapper. Here's Wilburn and Wilburn and Living Proof.
Muhammad was a man many thought could change their life. Old Buddha said good karma could put an end to strife. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. A well of living water where you'll drink and thirst no more. They had one thing in common, they all lived and then they died. But on the third day Jesus rose, and today he's still alive. There's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales, they all sound the same. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof. There are no Ten Commandments hanging on the courthouse wall. Somebody said, in God we trust does not speak for us all. The great deceiver spreads his lies and says that God is dead. There is no power in the cross for the blood our Savior shed. But Jesus conquered death and hell, the grave was not enough. He left behind the evidence the day that he got up. Well, there's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales, they all sound the same. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof.
He's alive.
His word will stand behind him.
He's alive.
Oh, there's no way to deny it. There's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales, they all sound the same. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof.
is Wilburn and Wilburn and Living Proof. And you know, something that we haven't talked about today yet, and I'm surprised because, you know, it's almost late, early morning. How would you say that? Late?
That's right.
It's late,
know,
early morning.
Even around breakfast time, we're thinking about lunch.
We are. And of course, Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe is offering up those Sunday afternoon specials today. You don't want to miss out on that. So Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, they're located downtown Huntington on 3rd Avenue across the street from Pullman Square Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe, located in Ashland, Kentucky at the Ashland Town Center Mall.
Well, we've got a new one from Selah for you this morning. Here's I Got Saved.
There's a river of gladness that pours from Emmanuel's veins. The sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. Chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? Goodness, I've tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord.
Selah and I Got Saved. Here's Legacy 5, I Trust the Cross.
To the cross of Christ, my sins were hammered. His body bore the brunt of all my shame. The wooden beams have long since vanished, but there's redemption there just the same.
I trust the cross, I trust the cross. In times like these, the world can seem like there's no refuge for the lost. But I believe in the precious blood that Calvary cost.
Oh, hallelujah, forgiveness and for the broken healing can be found, and lonely hearts can find a refuge, and captive souls.
Brand new music from Legacy 5, I Trust the Cross, here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And now we've got more of that promised interview with Mike Kirtner and Bill Gaither.
John, Angie, thank you once again. Bill Gaither, a very special guest this morning. Bill, I think one of my favorite quotes that came back to you actually came from Gloria, and I've used this so many times. You were very busy working, and she wanted you to come outside, and her quote was, "Bill, come on out. You're going to miss the sunset." And as all of us have gotten older, I've got to ask you, at our ages now, have you found a better balance with your life and keeping everything going, or are you still always working, or do you take time to relax?
You know, Mike, that is a very good question, a very good topic. And the answer is yes, I did. I think it was probably about 20 years ago, we were on a cruise in Seattle, and Dr. Hart, Archibald Hart, who's written a lot on depression, was there as our special speaker. And he spent a lot of time talking with the artist about depression. And I told him, I said, I understand depression because when my kids were younger, when they were in high school, young adults, I dealt with that. It's like a cloud that moves in. But I told him, I said, evidently mine was not clinical or serious because I didn't have to take a pill for it. And I'm not knocking at if your doctor tells you that your chemistry is out of whack, you need to listen to what he's saying. But I said, I didn't have to take a pill. And he looked at me and said, "Don't kid me, your work is your pill." And I said, "Well, that's not bad, is it?" And I said, "Because I'm doing a good thing, you know, making music for people and giving them hope. You know, I'm talking about the hope of the gospel and the transformation of the gospel and the reconciliation of the gospel. Aren't those good things?" He said, "They're good things unless it crowds out some better things like the sunset, like your kids, like your grandkids." And I think it's a constant balance for people to balance the things that you need to be doing. And obviously, we all got to make a living, you know, but also balance it against realizing the moments in life and realizing the eternity in each moment that we live. Everybody talks about getting saved and going to heaven, and that's extremely important. But we wrote a song one time that said, "Between the cross and heaven, there's a whole lot of living going on, which includes sunsets, children." We just went through our Thanksgiving week here. It wasn't Thursday. It started Monday evening and probably ended Sunday morning. You know?
I understand.
And they were all in. They don't live here anymore. So
well, and Bill,
they were all in.
This is a great segue into the next question. Now, and by the way, a lot of us watched your birthday thanks to Mark Lowry via the internet. I don't know that it was a real surprise, but it was fun to watch all of your friends to get together when your first digit changed. Those are always the big birthdays. But how is writing different for you now at the age where you are with adult children and grandchildren? This is a great follow-up to what you just said.
You know what? We don't write in the quantity that we did when we were younger. I think as you get older, you kind of stress quality a little bit more than you do quantity. I got a friend who is a book writer and has written a lot of great, great books. And I was kidding him one day, and I said, "Have you ever had a thought you did not publish?" And we laughed about it. But I think sometimes when you're younger, you think you ought to write everything that comes in your head. And maybe you should for yourself, but maybe that isn't a song for the world. And I think as we grow older, we think more seriously. What are the topics that are important to write on, and how should the song sound? And I know recently we were thinking about transformation and saying, you know, I wouldn't give you a dime for a theology that did not have a transformational element in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wrote a song called Transformation. Something's got to change.
Right.
We need a transformation. Something's got to change.
Well, Bill, on this project, this all ties together. You pulled an old song, and it's called "We Have This Moment," and this all fits together. Do you remember writing that song? And because we're going to play it here in a minute, and when you wrote it, what inspired you to write this? Because this is a masterpiece. It's incredibly well written.
Yeah, we did that one on purpose, and we named the project that because I think the bottom line of what Gloria and I have written and talked about for years is realizing the eternity of the moment. Our kids were young at the time when we wrote that. You know, we did two verses of that song on this, but one of the verses is, you know, looking at our little ones running down the hillside at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, our grandkids were running down the same hillside, playing in the same swings, and we had a bonfire around the same place. We've had bonfires for years. We've lived in this house for 52 years of our marriage. Not everybody can do that. I know that because of vocational changes. But it's still the same house we lived in when we taught school. I love to say that to friends who come in who are expecting us to live in some kind of big mansion. They come in this country house with brick floors on our kitchen and barn beams on the ceiling. And they say, I'm a little bit surprised at your kitchen.
That's great.
That's our kitchen. That's where we live. You know, and in fact, I'm sitting here drinking coffee in this kitchen.
That's wonderful.
And it was our life 30, 40 years ago when our kids are young, and now we're grandma and grandpa's. In a lot of ways, having the very best years of our marriage. So if that can encourage some young married people to say, hang in through the tough times when you're arguing about how to raise kids and you're arguing about how to spend your time and your energy and even your finances, the good times will finally come.
It's a good reminder that life is not a snapshot. It tends to be a motion picture, and I think you've captured this with this song. And we do want to remind you again, the Gaither Christmas Show will be in Charleston this Thursday, 7 o'clock, and it's a wonderful show. I hope you get the opportunity to go see Bill, and he's got a great entourage with him. But right now, here's Bill in one of the most beautiful songs, I think, and it'll touch your life. It just does. It's called "We Have This Moment."
Hold tight to the sounds of the music of living. Happy songs from the laughter of the children at play. Hold my hand as we run through the sweet, fragrant meadows, making memories of what was today.
We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow. But we have this moment today.
Tender words, gentle touch, and a good cup of coffee and someone who loves me and wants me to stay, hold them near while they're here. Oh, don't wait for tomorrow to look back and wish for this day. We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. We have this moment today. We all have this moment today.
That was We Have This Moment, the Gaither Vocal Band. And how exciting to hear from Bill Gaither this morning. Wow.
Yeah, don't want to miss the great concert this Thursday night. Christmas with a homecoming artist at the Charleston Civic Center. It's going to be a wonderful night. And I tell you what, that song, We Have This Moment, has become one of my favorite Gaither songs.
And you know what? We have more of the Gaither interview coming up in our next hour. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Stay tuned for more of the Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee on this beautiful Sunday morning. You know, we have really been blessed this year. Now, we've said it. You and I have never been huge fans of snow and ice and cold and all that stuff.
No,
and
don't
this
like it.
Year we have really, I mean, we have gotten off easy.
I know. It's been really great. And, you know, I hope we're not jinxing it. I don't believe in that really, but I hope we're not, because, you know, I remember one, listen, okay, at the exact same time yes. I said that, our producer Kenny held up a sign through the glass window, and it says jinx. So what,
you'll know who to blame, ladies and gentlemen.
What just happened? Me or Kenny?
You.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, I certainly hope not. But we do love the weather that we're having, and we do love this great gospel music that we are playing for you this morning. We're going to kick this one off with the Booth Brothers, Still Feeling Fine.
I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine,
mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling the road to the sky, where I know I live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand. And he says that a home will be mine, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I got heaven on my mind.
I wanna go.
Where the
men
and honey flow.
Where's a light that always shines?
That was Toe Tapping Music on a Sunday morning, the Booth Brothers and Still Feeling Fine. And from the brand new project of Michael English, we've got his first single for you this morning, and I think you're going to like it. Here's Love is the Golden Rule.
Babies are crying, people are dying, violence is the law of the land. The world's in a shake. It's time to wake up and answer to a higher command. Fighting and fussing, screaming and cursing, never solved a single thing. Come let us reason, let's start believing, it's time for us to make a change.
That was brand new music. Michael English, Love is the Golden Rule.
And hope this is a happy Sunday morning for you. I know Christmas can, the season can be tough for some folks.
It can, especially if you've just lost someone in your life that's very dear to you.
And, absolutely. And yeah. Everybody has, you know, problems in their families, mm-hmm. and nobody's exempt from that kind of thing. It doesn't make any difference who you are or what economic status you have or any of those things. We're all subject to the same troubles and trials, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But this music this morning is designed to sing you happy. And I think this next song is a Christmas classic, is going to do just that. Here's David Phelps and Oh Holy Night.
Gospel is peace.
That was David Phelps in a Christmas special this morning, Oh Holy Night. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, and we still have a lot more great gospel music still to come, including some more of that interview with Bill Gaither. Stick around, folks.
Do you have a request or comment for John and Angie? Email them at jubilee@kindredcom.net. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. I'm Angie Caserta.
I'm John Darren Rousey. Hope you're enjoying the show this morning. And we've got more this segment of that great interview with Mike Kirtner and Bill Gaither. You don't want to miss that. Going to kick things off with a brand new one from Sisters. Here's So Smile.
Overslept and you're running late for work. You spilled coffee down your only clean white shirt. Nobody knows where you put your keys. Your phone went through the wash again. The dog chewed up your left wing tip. It's one of those days that brings you to your knees. But don't forget how richly you've been blessed. You're still living large on days like this. So smile. God is good and life is still worthwhile. So smile. These are only temporary trials. You've got all you ever needed. You've got faith and hope in Jesus. Troubles last for just a little while. Share it. Somebody needs to see your happy face. You've got a well of bubbling joy. What you got's the real McCoy. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. So don't forget how richly you've been blessed. You're still living large on days like this. So smile. Jesus, troubles last for just a little while.
Brand new music from the Sisters and So Smile. Here's Amber Neyland Thompson and Grateful.
I've sure had more than my fair share of good things come my way. And if I try to list my blessings, might take all day. So so I won't waste time with what I don't have. There's water in more than half of my glass. I'm grateful, so grateful for every sunrise, the chance to dream, just being with my family. I'm grateful, it doesn't mean much if you buy it down deep inside. So I'm gonna let the words flow out of my heart like a river running free and wild. Yeah, yeah, I know the giver of every good thing. I'm gonna thank God that I'm getting to sing. I'm grateful, so grateful.
Was the latest from Amber Dylan Thompson, Grateful, here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And as promised, we are going back to more of that interview with Mike Kirtner and Bill Gaither.
John, Angie, thank you once again. We've got our segment once again, the final segment with Bill Gaither, and he's graciously spent some time with us before he visits us on next Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Charleston Civic Center. And again, if you have not had the opportunity to attend a Christmas show with the Gaithers, it's quite an experience. Bill has one time said it won't change your life, but you'll feel better about it when you come out. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. You know, as I say, I think sometimes we think we can do major surgery on a stage. Well, if you're going to do major surgery, you better be in a hospital with a whole lot of So I can't go into any major personality problems or that kind of thing on the stage. But we can do little things, maybe little bits that'll give you hope and give you some steps that you can spend some time with your pastor or a good friend to say, hey, there's a better way to do this, you know.
Yeah. So. And Bill, you've opened up your life many, many times to your audiences. And when you see a Gaither performance, it's very, very genuine. It's obviously it's uplifting and it's fun. But Bill, one of the things through the years, you've been a historian for Southern gospel music. And thanks to you, the names Jake and Vessel and Hovey and George and Glenn, these all found a new generation. And how much do you miss these people?
At this time of the year, whole lot, to be honest with you, because this time of year, especially in Indiana, it gets start getting cold, and I can remember as a kid coming in and putting on a record after the work and just listening to the music, listening to the art, listening to the content, and getting to know these people from a distance, getting to know Imani Matthews to the Jordanaires. I picked up a 78 that I bought in 1949. I still got it, and now we transferred them on to CDs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have saved all of that. In fact, we've got two fireproof places where I've saved all of this stuff from a kid because it was major to me. It was our ticket out of this little town,
sure.
Alexandria. Then you get to know Imani Matthews. You get to know Arnold and Vernon Hiles of the Rangers. You know, I got to know Connor B. Hall of the Homeland Army and that different tenor approach. I never got to know Denver Crumpler well, but I did get to know Jake.
He was special for you. I know that you looked out for him, too.
I first met him on the stage at the Lyman Auditorium, went up to buy a record from him. I got to know him, and I got to know Brock and Dad and Mom Spear, the Spear family, and got to know James. And then later on, I didn't know Howard and Bessel. I didn't know Howard and Bessel until the late part of the 80s. But I knew all of those other guys in the 50s and the 60s. Then I kind of lost touch. When our trio started happening, we started doing our own thing and writing our own songs. And the writing was very important. Speaking of writing, if you don't read Gloria's blog, it's called Love Song to My Life, you need to read the current one because it's basically our philosophy of life, the importance of draining every second, every minute, you know, from what we do. Back then, as you say, in the 50s, it was the quartet. It was my lifeline to the outer world. And today it's a combination of family, faith, wonderful memories of a life that there's not much in it I would change.
That's the next thing, too. With today's friends, you've got Wes and Adam and Todd and Reggie. Sometimes, no matter how much things change, they still kind of remain the same.
You know, we've had 16, 17 different personnel members in that group, and they're all great. We're having a reunion next October in Greenville of all the Vocal Band alumni. And we're all good friends, you know. This particular bunch is gelling better, and I can't figure it out. We're having more fun. This record's probably, I think, one of the best records we've made for a long time.
I completely agree with you. In fact, I don't have your collection, but I probably got about 10,000. And Jeff Easter stopped by and he said, Bill Gaither would love to see this.
Well, and my job in this group was to keep the quality up. Don't let any, because I love it when people come say, well, I was disappointed when I bought the ticket. Blank is not going to be there. So-and-so is not going to be there. I said, you rascal, you play with my mind more than any other. Said, I come thinking it's not going to be as good. I go away and say, man, I sure miss David or I sure miss Guy. But brother, I don't know what could have made this thing better tonight.
Well, I agree. And you know, speaking of this, one of the friends that you're going to be forever identified with, and Mark Lowry will be in Charleston with you. That's one of the criteria you want to go to the Christmas program. But, you know, he told me that he has trouble writing music. I'm not sure you would agree with him on that, or do you?
Oh, no, I would agree with him on that because, I mean, that's not his thing. He's more into the lyric, and he did the lyric, on Larry, did you know, and Buddy did the music. No, I would agree with that. He plays the piano a little bit, but to write, you've got to at least know a little bit about the guitar or the piano, and I probably know as little about the piano as anybody does, but you got to have something to play off of. So yeah, I probably agree with what he said there.
Okay, well,
but the good thing about Mark, he's like warts; you can't get rid of him. Every time Christmas comes around, he says, "You want me to do those dates with you?" I said, "If you want to do them, Mark, you're more than welcome." And so
that's wonderful.
So he comes and at the end of the Christmas tour, he says, okay, I probably shouldn't do any more of these till the family fest or something. He just gets bored quickly. He's been with us two or three different times, you know, with the Vocal Band. He'll come in all excited for about two or three years. And he did it the first time he came with us back in 88. He said, I'll come for two or three years, but I've never been anywhere longer than two or three years.
That's fine.
And the first time he's with us, about 12 years.
Oh, that's a great story. Well,
but he's a good friend, and there's a great camaraderie in that bunch. But he told me the other night, he said, Bill, I've seen you with a lot of different combinations. This is my favorite Vocal Band group.
It's an awesome group.
I'm not in it.
I've never seen you with a bad one either.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes me feel good. People say, I never know where you're going to go, but you seem to land on your feet. A couple of times we weren't quite there and had to readjust. And for the most time, the people who leave just leave on their own. You know, David was there for about 16, 17, 18 years totally. Mm-hmm. And in January, he said, Bill, I said, I know what this call is about. He said, I probably better find an exit here. And I said, well, I totally understand, buddy. Go with my blessing.
Yeah,
love
I
you,
understand. Well, Mark will be with you, and I know he makes a joke out of Mary, did you know? He said, if you don't write a lot, if you're going to write one, make sure it's this one. And the Vocal Band does a great job with him on this. So let's listen and celebrate the Christmas season with the Gaithers. And once again, remind everybody, the Gaithers will be in Charleston Thursday night, December the 7th, 7 o'clock Christmas program. Mark Lowry will be there. Bill Gaither will be there. The whole group will be there. And as I said, Bill, thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. I just got to ask you, Christmas in Alexandria, what should you expect Christmas morning?
Well, Christmas will not be in Alexandria. Christmas for us now, because the grandkids will be in Nashville. We got two of our kids in Nashville.
Wonderful.
One's in New York. And so we'll be in Nashville for Christmas, which I'd love to have another Christmas in Alexandria before I leave this place. It was always wonderful as a kid. But when your kids come along, you got to go with them.
So you sure do. Well, let's listen to Mary Did You Know, and be sure you visit Bill Thursday night, Charleston Civic Center, 7 o'clock, with the Christmas program.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I.
And that was the Gaither Vocal Band and Mary Did You Know. Oh, my. Okay, Christmas has officially started.
That's right.
That's it right there.
Well, I tell you what, that has become probably the newest Christmas classic of all time.
I think it's iconic.
I think it is, too.
It really is.
It has been recorded in every genre of music.
That's right.
Known to man. I mean, absolutely. I mean,
including disco.
Our producer said there's even a disco version. I would like to pass on that. But you know what? I'm just glad that it's even there.
It's a beautiful song. And of course, Mark Lowry wrote that song. I wonder if he had a clue, just a clue of what he was writing.
Not even a clue. I'm sure he didn't, because I've heard him say it many times. And the thing about it is, he had written a lot of things at Christmas time in a journal about wondering if Mary could comprehend and put them together as a lyric. And then Buddy Green came along and added the music, and it was just the perfect combination for the perfect quintessential Christmas song. We have got more great music straight ahead, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta on the Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, bringing you the best in Southern gospel music this Sunday morning, a couple of Christmas songs, and an interview with Bill Gaither. Now, this is the place to be on the first Sunday in December.
Yes, absolutely. I love the fact that we get to start playing some Christmas music, too.
And that'll continue to grow as the month goes on.
It absolutely will. You know, we peppered it in.
That's right.
This time.
And then what's it going to change to? A sprinkle?
Oh,
and then it's going to change to like
a
waterfall?
Open that bad boy up and let it pour. Yes.
That's right.
Here's brand new music from the Bowling family. I Believe He's Alive.
In spite of the shame and the pain of the cross, the agony suffered, the life Jesus lost, I believe He's alive. In spite of the nails in His hands and His feet, the blood that was poured out on Calvary, I believe He's alive. The empty tomb shall see through all history. Our Savior is risen and living indeed. But that's not the proof I need to know that He left the grave behind. When I see how He changed this mind, in spite of the spear that was thrust in His side, in spite of the witnesses watching Him die, I believe He's alive. In spite of the stone that was rolled into place, the soldiers that Pilate had guarding His grave,
the latest from the Bowling family, I Believe He's Alive. And I can tell you that my appetite is always alive on Sunday.
Sunday actively afternoons. Alive.
Yes.
Growling, being noisy.
That's right. I tell you what.
Hangry.
You know, we've had a lot of great Thanksgiving food over the last. We did leftovers for quite a while.
I did. How many days did you?
Goodness.
Three or four for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We did too. Yeah. And so getting a little over some of the turkey and
I'm
stuff
over
like
it.
That.
And there's still some left.
I know.
Yikes.
I tell you what, Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe has the great, great alternative.
Forget
on a Sunday
the leftovers.
Afternoon. you're talking about baked steak, and you've got to get the mashed potatoes with them. They're unbelievable. You've got a choice of chicken and dumplings. You've got Naomi's meatloaf. You've got rotisserie chicken. You've got, I mean, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
And I'm telling you what, it's always available with a smile, great service, and at a great price on Sunday afternoons. Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, downtown Huntington, across from Pullman Square, and the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe in the Ashland Town Center Mall.
Here's the Jim Brady Trio and Good Lord Willing.
Church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ, doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ, doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise.
We only get so many heartbeats in a lifetime.
So many times to see the sunrise
and let this whole world know what God has done.
Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ, doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ, doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise.
Oh. That was the Jim Brady Trio and Good Lord willing here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. We got some folks to thank.
We do. We want to thank our sponsors who make the Sunday Morning Jubilee possible: Hall Funeral Home, Milton Performing Arts Center, Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe in Huntington, and Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe in Ashland, Wallace Funeral Home, and Moore's Tire Farm.
Without them, we couldn't do what we do. We're going to leave you this morning with another new one from Brian Free and Assurance. Here's He Can Take It.
Bring him every question in your heart, the doubt that's tearing you apart, your greatest hurts, your deepest scars. God can take it. Bring him all the bitterness inside, the shame you wish that you could hide, the fear that keeps you paralyzed. God can take it. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause he won't turn you away.
He can take whatever's broken, make it just like new. You won't even recognize it when he's through. He will use it for his glory, use it for your good, if you let it go.
Take it. Let go of the things that you regret, the words you wish could be unsaid, the painful past you can't forget.
God can take it. You bear the weight that weighs you down. Mercy's arms are open now. So bring the sin that keeps you bound. God can take it. His grace is strong enough. Oh, His grace is strong enough. Just like new, you won't even recognize it when He's through. He will use it for His glory, use it for your good, if you'll let it go. He can take it. Just like He took your cross. Like He took your grave, He can take it. He can take it. He can take whatever's broken, make it just like new. You won't even recognize it when He's through. Use it for His glory, use it for your good, if you let it go, if you let it go, He can take it, He can take it.
You've been listening to the Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta. Have a request or a comment? Email John and Angie at jubilee@kindredcom.net. The Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee has been brought to you by Moore's Tire Farm, the Hall Funeral Home, the Milton Performing Arts Center, the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, Wallace Funeral Home, the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe. Tell your friends and tune in next week for the Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee.